感谢主，让我们有这个机会啊，在这个周末一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord for granting us this long weekend to spend some time before Him.
今天早晨呢是头一堂的聚会。
This morning is the first message.
我想弟兄姊妹们，大家很多人早晨匆匆忙忙的就赶到这里来了啊。
I know that a lot of brothers and sisters rushed to get into the campsite.
我觉得我们每次来到主跟前呢，都应该有点预备。
I felt that we should do some preparation before we come before the Lord.
我曾经跟青年弟兄姊妹说过啊，我们是神的祭司。
I once shared with brothers and sisters that we are the priests of God.
这个祭司啊，要进到会幕里面去之前，一定要有预备。
For the priests to come into the tabernacle, they must prepare themselves.
我们知道一个聚会的光景的好坏呢，是在乎神的同在。
We know that whether the meeting is good or bad is completely dependent on the presence of the Lord.
所以不要把这个寄望只摆在一个人身上。
So do not place your hope upon one man alone.
聚会的好坏是所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
So whether you get a good meeting or not, it's completely dependent on each and every one of us.
我们知道旧约以色列人呢，他们侍奉神，祭司们进到会幕里面去，他们一定有好的预备。
We know that in the Old Testament, the priests prepared very well before they come before the Lord.
他们主要的目的呢，就是要把神的同在带到神的百姓当中。
The chief purpose is to usher in the presence of the Lord.
所以希望弟兄姊妹不仅带着一点渴慕的心，也预备好自己。
So do not just come with longing hearts. Get yourself prepared before the Lord.
好不好？让我们哈、啊、再有一两分钟的时间呢、啊，完全安静在主的跟前。
Let us be silent before the Lord for one or two minutes.
把我们所有的心思意念，从各样的事物，从各样的疲累里面把它收回，集中在主的身上。
That our hearts and our minds would be drawn away from its fatigue toward the Lord.
主，我们渴慕需要你的同在。
Tell the Lord that we need Him and His presence.
好吧，我们就有一两分钟的时间，大家把心收回来，集中在主的身上。
So in the next one minute or so, turn your heart toward the Lord.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanks.
是你把我们带到这个地方。
You have brought us here to this place.
也是在这里，你要对我们的心说话。
And you want to speak to our hearts right in this place.
主，让我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为预备好的器皿。
Let us be ready vessels before you.
开通我们里面的耳朵。
Open our inner ears.
让我们能听见你的声音。
That we can hear your voice.
让我们能敞开我们的灵。
That we can open our hearts.
能与你有美好的交通。
That we'll have a beautiful fellowship with you.
我们也从开头的时候。
From the beginning.
就能感觉你的同在充满这个地方。
We can sense your presence in this place.
主啊，我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We render unto you our worship from the bottom of our
hearts. 愿你的祝福满意这个聚会。
May your blessings be filled to the brim in this place.
今天早晨，让说的、翻译的、听的都满有膏油。
That the speaker, the interpreter, and the people can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to us.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. 我想弟兄姊妹都已经知道这一次我们要交通路德记。
I trust that all of you are aware that we will be fellowshipping on the book of Ruth this morning.
当我在主面前有点寻求的时候。
When I sought before the Lord.
我感觉到圣灵提醒。
I felt that the Holy Spirit has been
admonishing me. 对今天这个世代是重要的启示。
That this book is an important revelation for such a time as this.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know that the Lord is coming back very soon.
我们基督徒应该知道如何预备我们自己来迎接主的再来。
We need to know how to prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord.
所以我们每一个日子在主的跟前都非常的重要。
So each and every day before the Lord is very important.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在今天这个世代中知道怎样跟随他。
That we would know how to follow him in this time.
知道怎样能走在他心意的道路中。
That we would know how to walk in his will.
我们都知道路德记的背景就是士师记。
We know that the background of Ruth is in the time of the judges.
这个士师记呢是一个大荒凉的时代。
In the days of the judges,They are experiencing spiritual famine.
而路德记呢，告诉我们神怎样引导少数神的百姓，在这个荒凉的时代中走在他心意的路上。
And the book of Ruth shows us how God leads a few people to experience His way during the spiritual famine.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯啊。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
借着这一卷书呢，能给我们里面呢，能有一些的启示，一些的提醒。
So through this book, that God would grant us His revelation.
那么今天早晨第一堂呢
Now this morning,
我想先和弟兄姊妹们交通一下这个时代的背景。
I want to fellowship with you the background of this time.
那就是我们要从士师记先看这个背景。
The times of the judges.
我们不知道路德记是在士师记的哪一个时期。
We are not certain when the story of Ruth took place during the time of the judges.
虽然有很多读经的人呢，也在那里呢做了很多的推测。
And there are a lot of Bible scholars who made estimates.
但是既然圣经没有明说，我想我们就不要猜了。
But scripture is not clear, so we would not guess.
但是我们确实知道它是在士师记这个背景的里面。
But we are certain that it happened during the time of the judges.
我想先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
So let us read the word of God together.
请弟兄姊妹打开士师路德记。
Let us turn to the book of Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章。
The book of Ruth chapter 1.
我们读第一节。
Let us read verse 1. Now it come to pass.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。就读这一句。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
然后我们看士师记第21章的25节。
We will read also the book of the judges, chapter 21, verse 25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
我们再回到士师记第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Judges chapter 1.
因为时间的缘故，我想我只挑其中的一些经文读一下。
Because of time, I'll just select a few verses.
我们先读第一章的19节。
Let's read verse 19 of chapter 1.
耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出山地的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland, because they had chariots of iron.
21节。
Verse 21.
便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，耶布斯人仍在耶路撒冷与便雅悯人同住，直到今日。
But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day.
然后我们要从27节读到35节。
And we'll read verse 27 to 35.
马拉西没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡村的居民，他那和属他那乡村的居民，多尔和属多尔乡村的居民，以伯莲和属以伯莲乡村的居民，米基多和属米基多乡村的居民，迦南人却执意住在那些地方，及至以色列强盛了，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
However, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Bashan and its villages, nor did Taanach and its villages, nor the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, nor the inhabitants of Ibleam and its villages, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out.
二十九节，以法莲没有赶出住基色的迦南人，于是迦南人仍住在基色，在以法莲中间。
Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Giza, so the Canaanites dwelt in Giza among them.
三十节，西布伦没有赶出基伦的居民和拿哈拉的居民。于是迦南人仍住在西布伦中间，成了服苦的人。
Nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Nahalol. So the Canaanites dwell among them, and were put under tribute.
三十一节，亚瑟没有赶出雅科和西顿的居民，雅黑拉和雅各系的居民，黑巴、雅弗格与利禾的居民。于是亚瑟因为没有赶出那地的迦南人，就住在他们中间。
Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or the of Halab, Akseb, Helba, Afik, or Rehob. So the Asherites dwell among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out.
拿弗他利没有赶出伯士麦和伯雅纳的居民，于是拿弗他利就住在那地的迦南人中间。然而伯士麦和伯雅纳的居民成了服苦的人。
Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but they dwell among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath were put under tribute to them.
34节和35节，亚摩利人强迫但人住在山地，不容他们下到平原。亚摩利人却执意住在西列山和雅雅伦。并杀兵，然而约瑟家胜了他们，使他们成了服苦的人。
And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not allow them to come down to the valley. And the Amorites were determined to dwell in Mount Heres, in Ajalon, and in Shaalbim. Yet when the strength of the house of Joseph became greater, they were put under tribute.
第二章。
Chapter 2,
第一节到第三节
Verse 1 to 3,
耶和华的使者从基甲上到波津，对以色列人说，我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说，我永不废弃与你所立的约，你们也不可与这地的民居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们既没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢？因此我又说，我必不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你肋下的荆棘，他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I let you up from Egypt and brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you.
第七节,
Verse 7.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后, 那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候, 百姓都侍奉耶和华。
Verse 7. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel.
然后我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起。 不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel.
第十八节和十九节。
First 18-19.
耶和华为他们兴起士师，就与那士师同在。士师在世的一切日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。 他们因受欺压扰害，就唉声叹气，所以耶和华后悔了。及至士师死后，他们就转去行恶，比他们列祖更甚，去侍奉叩拜别神，总不断绝顽梗的恶行。
And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers by following other gods, to serve them and bow down to them. They did not cease from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way.
我们在最后看第三章的第一节和第二节。
And lastly, we'll read chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
耶和华留下这几族，要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
Now these are the nations which the Lord left, that he may test Israel by them. That is, all who had not known any of the wars in Canaan. This was only so that the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it.
我想我们读过这些经文啊,
After we've read these verses,
我们就很清楚地看见士师记为什么会落在一种大的荒凉的光景当中。
It gives us an idea how the times of the judges became so dark.
其实如果我们把路德记跟士师记放在一起,
So if you put the book of Ruth and the book of Judges side by side,
我们能感觉到无论是旧约的历史或者新约教会的历史,
Be it the history in the Old Testament or the church history in the New Testament,
好像都是处在这么一种的状态，一种光景的里面。
Both of them are under similar conditions.
一面来讲, 有的时候神的百姓在一种非常荒凉败落的光景中,
On one hand, the children of God are in defeat and famished.
但是路德记告诉我们, 总有少数神的百姓, 他们活在神的跟前。
But the book of Ruth tells us there are remnants who live before the Lord.
所以路德记是神所注意的
So the book of Ruth is a book that God pays attention.
我们知道神爱他所有的百姓。
We know that God loved all his people.
神从来没有放弃过他的百姓。
God never lets any of his people go.
神也和我们立约也不改变。
God covenants with us and he changeth not.
但是从总体上看来, 教会或者以色列百姓总是很容易就处在一些的软弱和失败的里面。
But in aggregate, Israel is always in defeat.
那么这两卷书放在一起,
Now if you put the two books side by side, 首先给我们一个很重要的一个提示, It reminds us.
大体上的原则是这样, 士师记呢, 是重在这个恩赐和能力。
The book of Judges focuses on gifts and power.
而路德记呢，重在生命和道路。
The book of Ruth focuses on life and the way.
为什么路德记在神的眼中这么重要？
Why is the book of Ruth taking such an important place before God?
我想今天呢，在地上的教会大体上也是这样。
We know that that's the same condition in the church today.
神的儿女们大部分都是把注意力摆在恩赐和能力上。
God's children always focuses on gifts and power.
啊，我们总寄望神给我们兴起来一个士师啊。
We always hope that God would raise up a judge for us.
大有恩赐，大有能力。
With great gifts and great power.
那么神在那个时代中的确也兴起士师。
And yes, God did raise up judges for them.
那么神也与这些士师们同在。
And the Lord was with those judges.
所以当士师们在的时候
，So when the judges are there,
好像以色列的百姓呢，暂时得到一点的保护。
The children of Israel received temporary protection.
所以呢，神的儿女们就因着这些士师们呢。就感觉到好像生活还可以。
So because of these judges, Israel felt that life is still okay.
但圣经告诉我们，士师一死的以后呢
？But Scripture tells us once the judge died,
马上这个以色列人就落到一个悲惨的光景中。
The Israel fell back to its old ways.
他们就照样行恶。
They did corruptly.
结果得罪神。
And they sin against God.
所以我们知道，在士师记里面十三个士师。
We know that of the 13 judges,
一再的有一个循环的七个大的循环。
There are seven cycles.
那实在是一个令人叹息的一种光景。
And it causes to sigh.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看看今天地上的教会。
But look at the churches today.
我们是不是也同样活在这样的光景中？
Are we not in the same condition?
我从年轻一直到现在啊。
From my youthful days till now.
那么我们过去呢，也有许多年长的弟兄姊妹们都是很有恩赐、有能力的。
There were many brothers and sisters before us with power and gifts.
啊，当他们在带领我们的时候。
And when they led us.
哎，我们觉得日子还过得还不错。
We felt that oh, days are good.
但是呢，有一天这些人走了。
But then one day they are gone.
我们的光景立刻就陷在软弱的情况里。
And our conditions fell immediately.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
士师记是神权宜的做法，不是神的心意。
So the book of Judges is one of God's methodologies.
路德记才是神的心意。
But the book of Ruth is the heart of God.
因为路德记所注重的是生命和道路。
Because the book of Ruth focuses on life and the way.
啊，所以这个给我们是重大的一个提醒。
So this is a great reminder for us.
我们也知道今天地上教会的光景，从外表上看起来。非常的荒凉和软弱。
We know that in the people of God, from the outward standpoint, it's very desolate.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
因此呢，我们需要把我们的注意力放在路德记。
So let us focus on the book of Ruth.
求主在生命的路上引导我们。
May the Lord lead us on the
求主让我们走在他心意的路上。
Path of life in His will.
那么等到我们回到路德记的时候，弟兄姊妹就。能够很清楚地看见。
So when we turn to the book of Ruth, you will see very clearly.
路德记的故事很小，只有一点点。
The book of Ruth is very short.
但是呢，在神的旨意里面，却是神的大作为。
But in God's work is His great work.
这个眼光跟我们人的眼光是不一样的。
So God sees differently than we do.
所以今天我们跟随主啊。
So when we follow the
Lord
today, 我们
不能循着人的眼光行事。
We cannot follow the eyes of men.
我们要循着神的眼光行事。
We need to follow the eyes of God.
神的注重跟人的注重不一样。
God focuses on different things than people do.
我再说，我们注重的都是那个大恩赐、大能力的人。
Let me repeat, people tend to focus on power and gifts.
但是不，神所注重是每一个神的儿女们如何行走在生命的路上。
But God wants each and every one of His children to be focused on the way of life, His will.
我们从启示录的这个启示可以知道啊。
We know that from the book of Revelation.
在主回来的日子之前
，before the return of the Lord，
地上的教会将要进入一个非常软弱的一个时期。
The church of God would be very weak.
地上的教会会有大的荒凉的光景出现。
There would be famine in the house of God.
所以这里给我们有重要的一个提醒。
So that is a great reminder.
今天我们要知道如何在这样一种的光景中跟随主。
How are we to follow the Lord in such a time as this?
啊，不被整个的荒凉所吞灭。
That you won't be swallowed up by famine.
并且还能走在主心意的路上。
And that you can continue onward in God's
heart
and will.
所以这次呢，是我们读路德记最主要的负担。
So that's the burden for the book of Ruth.
我也希望弟兄姊妹找到机会把路德记好好的读一读。
I hope that you guys will spend time in the book of Ruth.
那么我们先来看一下啊，这个时代的荒凉。
Let us examine how desolate the times are.
我们知道四世纪呢是以色列历史上可以说最黑暗的一段时期。
We know that the book of the Judges are the darkest times in history.
当然圣经记载这本书啊。
When scripture is documented.
也主要是给我们一个很大的警惕。
It's an admonition to us.
叫我们从这卷书里面知道怎样避开一些不必要的一些的失败的光景。
So we can avoid defeat.
所以在四世纪里面很明确的讲到这个失败的原因在哪里。
So the book of Judges shows the reason for their defeat.
刚才我们读的这个四世纪第一章啊。
We read Judges chapter 1.
第一件重要的事情呢。
The first important issue.
就是他们赶不出仇敌。
Is that they cannot chase out the inhabitants of the land.
好，我们刚才读到，你看以色列十二个支派，很多支派都赶不出仇敌。
Of the 12 tribes, many tribes cannot cast out the inhabitants of the land.
这个赶不出仇敌啊，已经是一个很大的难处了。
It's a challenge.
更糟糕的是，他们与那些当地的居民杂居，又跟他们立约。
But to make things worse, they mingled with the locals and they covenanted with them.
并且去拜他们的神。
And they worshiped their gods.
所以呢，以色列百姓的光景就落到一个非常悲惨的光景中。
So the children of Israel fell to such a low estate.
圣经说他们极其的困苦。
Scripture says they are famished.
常常的叹息。
They groan.
我这些年呢，在各处碰见很多弟兄姊妹们，我常常听见很多叹息的声音。
When I visit different brothers and sisters, I hear lots of groanings.
那么弟兄姊妹，在你的生活中很多叹息吗？
Do you groan a lot in your life?
以色列人呢，就生活在这么一种的光景里。
The Israelites did.
那么我们知道，这个在以色列人呢，这个代表一种的原则。
So here there is a principle.
就是他们呢，因为赶不住这些仇敌。
Because they cannot cast out the inhabitants of the land.
他们就行一种妥协的生活。
They had a compromise.
然后呢，是一种掺杂的生活。
A mingled living.
你看今天整个基督教在地上都是这样的。
You see, that's Christianity today.
一方面是很妥协的。
It's very
compromising.
We compromise with the world.
另外一面呢，是非常的掺杂。
And we mingle with the world.
那么他们呢，为着要能够求取跟当地的这些百姓们呢，能有一个和谐的生活。
So to be peaceful beside the inhabitants of the land.
所以呢，他们就拜他们的神。
They worship their gods.
然后呢，跟他们通婚。
And they intermarried with them.
因为他们心里想啊，大家变成亲家了，你就不能亲家打亲家，对不对？
Oh, if we are related by marriage now, we won't have wars with one another.
我们知道这个都是什么？用人的智慧。
That's human wisdom.
用人的方法。
Human ways.
来解决他们中间的一些问题。
To solve their own problems.
我想今天呢，在地上我们看见在教会中，在我们无论个人的生活、家庭生活、教会生活，都有很多问题。
We know that we have a lot of problem in our personal living, in our family living, and in our church living.
也有很多人天天在想解答怎么来解决这些问题。
And there are a lot of people who come up with solutions to these problems.
所以我们看就出现了很多的人的智慧，人的经验。
So there are a lot of human wisdom and human experience.
但是我们晓得这些人的智慧，人的经验是解决不了这个问题的。
But we know that we cannot solve the problems of human experience or human wisdom.
当我们在这里看见以色列人赶不出这些仇敌的时候，
when we see that the Israelites cannot cast out the inhabitants of the land,
我想弟兄姊妹在我们的经历里面来讲，我们都很能体会。
We know that in our experience, From our experience, we understand what it's talking about.
因为我们在我们的肉身中啊，总是有些的软弱。
Because in our flesh, we all have weaknesses.
我不晓得你有没有这样的一个体会啊。
I wonder if you have such an experience.
有一些软弱，好像我们靠着主恩典就胜过了。
There are some weaknesses that if we rely on the Lord, we can overcome them.
但是有一些的软弱。
But there are other weaknesses.
数十年过来了，他就是胜不过的。
After dozens of years, they still bother you.
赶不出去的。
You can't cast them out.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个经历吗？
Have you experienced that?
在你的生命中，在你的身体里，有没有一个难处，你是永远赶不出去的？
In your life, in your body, is there something that you can never cast out?
其实弟兄姊妹们，我们知道，只要人活在肉身当中。
We know that, brothers and sisters, if you live in the flesh, then you would have weaknesses.
不管你多属灵,
no matter how spiritual you are,
不管你有多大的恩赐,
no matter how gifted you are,
弟兄姊妹的身上总是有这样的一个软弱,
you have those weaknesses.
所以无论多属灵的人总是有他生命中的盲点,
so no matter how spiritual you are, you will have these blind spots.
那么我们想连保罗也是这样,
even Paul,
保罗在哥林多后书12章那里说到，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he tells us,
他说在我身上有一根刺，
There is a thorn in my flesh.
他明明告诉我们呢， 这根刺是撒旦的差役。
He very clearly told us that the thorn in his flesh is a messenger of Satan.
你知道很有趣的啊， 很多圣经学者呢， 对他这根刺很有兴趣。
You see, it's very interesting. A lot of Bible scholars really focus on his thorn.
所以呢，他们就去猜测到底这根刺是什么东西。
So they guess what exactly it is.
所以在教会历史上猜出了27种。
So in church history, there are 27 guesses.
人说呢，大概保罗眼睛不大好。
Someone guessed maybe Paul had eye issues.
也许呢，他身上有一种什么疾病。
Maybe he had such and such a disease.
各式各样不同的猜测。
All these guesses.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们晓得保罗是一个很刚强的人。
We know that Paul is a tough man.
一点的眼睛不好，不会影响他的。
A little bit of eye disease won't bother him.
连我过去几年眼睛不好都没有影响我，那么怎么会影响保罗呢？
In the past several years, I had some problems with my eye. It didn't even bother me. How could it possibly bother Paul? So Paul clearly said this is a messenger of Satan. We know that it's something very frightening. It must be something very dark in Paul's life. So it really troubled him. So three times he beseeched the Lord to remove that thorn from him.
弟兄姊妹们, 我想我每个弟兄姊妹可能都, 如果有经历, 都有过这样的祷告, 对不对?
If you have such an experience, you would know what his prayer was like.
我的生命中也是有这么一个可怕的东西的。
In my life, there's something very frightening as well.
我多次在主面前祷告。
I prayed before the Lord repeatedly.
10年过去了, 20年过去, 30年过去, 他人就在那里。
After 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, it's still there.
好像主也不叫我们从这个难处里面出来。
It's as though that the Lord did not want to rescue us from that.
所以保罗在那里为着他身体上的这个软弱，这个赶不出去的仇敌，在神面前迫切祷告。
So for this inhabitants in his life that he cannot cast out, he prayed before the Lord.
但神怎么对他说呢？
But what did God say?
他说我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。My
grace is sufficient for you.
因为神的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。Because
my strength is perfected in your witness.
所以这就是告诉我们，就是像士师记所讲，神故意留下一些的敌人呢。So
just like in the book of Judges, the Lord deliberately left some enemies in your life.
所以在我们生命中，我们必须明白，有一些东西是主留下来。
So you must understand there are some things that God deliberately left in your life to train you. So Paul understood because he had such great revelations from the Lord. Because of such great revelations, his pride would be puffed up. So God grant him a thorn.
哎呀，每一次保罗讲到属天的异象，讲到神的荣耀的时候， 哇，这个里面是何等的高昂啊。
So when he speaks of heavenly things and third heaven visions, his pride would not be puffed up.
但是神只要在他这个软弱上稍微这么一戳，他就倒了。
Whenever the thorn is touched on his side a little,
他就骄傲不起来了。
Paul's pride is completely gone.
他就觉得很自卑了。
He felt so pitiful.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主的心意。
That's the heart of God.
很奇妙的。
It's very interesting.
所以今天在我们每个弟兄姊妹的生命里都有这么一个软弱。
So in each and every brothers and sisters, there is such a weakness
in
your life.
是你赶不出去的仇敌。
Something you cannot cast out.
但是你不要失望。
But don't be discouraged.
弟兄姊妹，这里有主的心意。
Because God has a will in this.
这告诉我们，虽然我们赶不出去。
Although you cannot cast it out.
但是你不能妥协。
Don't compromise.
啊，不能妥协。
Don't compromise.
啊，你不能说，哎呀，反正赶不出去，我就这个样嘛。
So if I can't cast it out, I'll just be like this.
啊，你呀。更不能跟他立约。
Don't covenant with it.
我们就要找很多理由为自己做解释，对不对？
We make so many excuses.
哇，你知道基督徒很会为自己的软弱做解释的。
You see, Christians are so very good at making excuses for their
weaknesses. 我们讲起自己的软弱，我们把它遮蔽得很好啊。我们讲起理由来的时候呢，哇，那个理由可是很完美的。
So when we cover up our weaknesses, we defend it and we make
excuses. 甚至很多时候还会用属灵的话来把它盖住。
And we defend them with spiritual words.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
是的，我们赶不出去，却是不能妥协。
Yes, we cannot cast them out, but don't compromise.
也不能为自己的软弱找借口。
Don't make excuses for your weaknesses.
这里告诉我们。
Hear it very clearly.
因为这个软弱。
Because of these weaknesses.
主要叫我们学习更多依靠他。
God wants us to learn to be even more reliant upon Him.
所以有其从前有经验的弟兄们告诉我们。
So the experienced brothers before us told us.
我们基督徒的生活啊。
The Christian living
是屡败屡战
is marching onward even when we fail.
这意思说呢，一直做到不要灰心。
You continue onward and do not be discouraged.
靠主恩典站起来。
By God's grace,
你还是要需要跟他征战。
You will fight.
你不能放弃的。
You cannot give up.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们很多人的难处就是根本放弃了。
But many a times when we are challenged, we give up.
很多人想这一辈子不可能胜过这个东西的。
And when you know that you cannot overcome it.
不不不，你这样你就不够明白。
For the rest of your life, and you give up, and that would not work.
我们更不要用人的智慧、人的方法、人的经验去解决它。
Do not use man's ways, man's wisdom, and man's experience.
要靠主的恩典来胜过它。
Rely on His grace.
所以我们看见在以色列十二个支派的里面。
So in the 12 tribes of Israel,
有的支派比较刚强。
There are some tribes that are stronger.
虽然赶不出去啊。
Although they cannot cast them out.
但是可以胜过他们。
They can make them serve them.
啊，然后呢，让他们做服苦的工人。
Make them tributes.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，这个是很有意义的一件事情。
So that's something very meaningful.
所以今天如果你生活在这样的一个光景中，为了自己的软弱，你不要灰心。
So do not be discouraged for the weaknesses you have in your life.
我们靠着主的恩典，要胜过这个软弱。
By God's grace, overcome these weaknesses.
所以这是主在我们一生中间的一个奇妙的带领。
So that is one of God's leading in our lives.
所以我们看见很多侍奉主的人呢。
So there are a lot of servants of God.
他们一生奋战不休啊。
They fight onward.
哇，我们特别需要被提醒什么呢？
We need to be reminded.
不能够年老时候失节啊。
You cannot retire in your old age.
哎，因为有的人打了一辈子，到了老的时候呢，结果糟糕，怎么一下子就下去了？
Because you fought that all your life, and when you're old, you want to give up and retire.
我现在也老了，所以我常常需要提醒自己。
I'm getting old, so I remind myself all the time.
不要讲错话。
Don't
不要做错事。
Do the wrong thing.
哇，这个真的是现在变得是很重要的提醒啊。
It's a reminder for me.
青年弟兄姊妹，从年轻时候开始学这个功课。
So young brothers and sisters, learn this while you're still young.
我们有仇敌当惧的。
We war with the enemy.
所以我们看见以色列人失败的头一个原因。
So we see.Why the children of Israel failed?
就他们赶不出仇敌。
Because number one, they cannot cast out the inhabitants of the land. And they compromised.
他们跟他们杂居。
And they mingled with them.
给他们立约。
and covenanted with them and worship their
gods.
So their condition fell.
啊, 所以, 这是, 在四世纪里面, 头一个给我们重要的一个警惕, 啊,
so this is the first admonition from the book of Judges.
那么第二件事情呢,
and secondly,
他说有别的世代兴起,
and another generation was raised up.
在约书亚和他那代长老们在的时候,
all the days of Joshua and the elders who outlived him,
因为他们刚强,
because they're strong.
啊, 他们呢, 不是没有软弱, 但是他们能够靠主的恩典,
it's not as though they have no weaknesses, but by God's grace, they remain strong.
所以他们可以带领以色列的百姓们一同征战,
so they led the children of Israel to war.
那个时候,
at that time, all the children of Israel served Jehovah.
那么是因为他们在这些人的带领底下侍奉耶和华,
because they were led by these people, they served God.
等到约书亚过世了,
and after Joshua died, and the elders are gone, and the next generation was raised up, and there were problems, and a crisis came.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so who are the next generation?
当然青年弟兄姊妹们需要 被提醒,
of course, the young people need to be reminded.
那我们初信的弟兄姊妹们也需要被提醒。
And the young brothers and sisters need to be reminded.
你看见这些第二代的人，他们有一个什么现象呢？
So what are the characteristics of the next generation?
他们不知道神。
They do not know the Lord.
也不知道神的作为。
Nor the work which he had done for Israel.
哇, 这是一个非常大的危机。
That's a crisis.
我们会 在这里哈, 有一个问题,
so here there is a problem.
以色列人从出埃及进迦南到现在, 难道他们不知道神是耶和华吗?
So from Exodus to the Promised Land, did the children of Israel not know that Jehovah is God?
他们不可能不知道吧?
They must know.
但是这里正像什么呢? 像保罗所说的一样,
but here is just like what Paul said.
他们知道神的名, 但是不真知道神。
They know about his name, but they do not know God.
所以这也是今天我们一个很重要的问题。
So this is a problem for us today.
我们知道主耶稣是神的儿子。
We know that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是我们真知道他吗?
But do we truly know him?
所以我们看见当初的犹太人, 他们就出现了这么一个大的问题。
So the children of Israel had such an issue.
他们只是在道理上, 在知识上面知道有神,
they only know God in doctrine and knowledge.
而在经历中间, 完全没有,
but they are completely blank in
这个,
experience.
这个不叫做真知道,
they did not know him.
啊, 今天我们要晓得我们蒙恩得救之后啊,
you need to know that after you're born again,
神不是住在天上,
God is not just living up there.
神是住在我们里面,
God is living here.
所以每个基督徒都应当跟主之间有经历。
So each and every one of us must experience God.
我最近听一个年轻的弟兄啊, 他交通一个经历。
I heard of a young brother who fellowshipped about his recent condition.
他说我们基督徒啊, 应该每天啊, 跟主之间都应该有这个conversation。
He said that every day we should have a conversation with God.
所以他就讲到在他的生活中怎样跟主之间常常交谈。
So he shared how he had that daily conversation with God.
哎, 我听见里面很多鼓舞。
And when I heard, I was so encouraged.
我们年轻的一代啊, 终于有人跟主之间呢, 能够有直接的交通了。
Amidst the young people, there's some people that knows how to converse and fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹, 这是很重要的事情啊。
This is very important.
在我们的生活中, 你天天跟主之间应该有交通啊。
In your daily living, you must have that conversation
with him. 因为这个交通叫你能更多认识神。
Because in that conversation, you'll know him more.
也更多知道他是谁。 他的作为。
And you would know his work.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers
and sisters. 等保罗开了眼睛之后啊。
So after Paul's eyes were opened.
保罗才知道他的这些肉身的以色列百姓呢、啊，他们侍奉神不是按照真知识。
So he knows that the children of Israel did not serve God according to true knowledge.
今天呢，我们呢有很多的知识。
Today we have a lot of knowledge.
但都是呢这个头脑的知识比较多。
But it's all up in the head.
尤其这个世代啊。
Especially during this time.
因为这个知识啊发展得很快。
Because knowledge abound.
所以呢，因此这种的风气也进到教会的里面。
And it also seeped into the church.
很多人呢讲起来头头是道的。
When people speak, they make a lot of sense.
但是在生活中完全是另外一回事情。
But in their daily living, it's a completely different story.
所以最近我跟一些弟兄姊妹讲啊。
So I share with the brothers and sisters.
神不问你啊是怎么想的，你怎么知道的。
God will never ask, what are you thinking and how did you come to that conclusion?
神要看你怎么走的。
God is watching the way you act.
这个 walk 这个字啊，这个英文字在圣经里面出现很多次。
God is watching the way you walk, and that walk is repeatedly mentioned in scripture.
啊，你知道神要看你怎么走。
How you walk.
我们今天变成很多人呢，能讲不能走。
So a lot of people talk the talk, but they cannot walk.
所以这个变成一种的知识和道理了。
So it became a concept.
所以我们很多年轻人是以这个知识道理为满足。
So the young people are satisfied with knowledge in their head.
我甚至发现很多人呢，所以我也要提醒自己，常常讲的是很好，一走起来就另外一件事情。
I also remind myself as well that when I talk the talk, I have to walk the walk.
这个不叫做真认识神。
If you don't do that, you do not know the Lord.
如果你真认识神，你不是这样走的。
If you know the Lord, you would do as you say.
所以我们看见以色列人呢，这个另一个世代起来了，别的世代起来了。
So when we see the next generation rose up,
就出现了重大的危机。
There was a crisis.
因为他们跟神之间没有直接的关系。
Because they have no direct fellowship with God.
他们只知道，只有在道理上面知道这些情况。
They only know God. By doctrine.
他们也不知道神的作为。
They do not know his work.
我们常想哈，这个有点不大可能吧。
I always thought that's kind of impossible, isn't it?
连我们聚会里面儿童班的人都知道这个摩西啊，这个带以色列百姓过红海，对不对啊？
Even the children's Sunday school children knows that Moses led the people to cross the Red Sea. How would they not know God's work?
那么呢，我们孩子们都很清楚。约书亚带了两三百万以色列百姓过约旦河。
Even the children knows that Joshua led 2 to 3 million Jews across the Jordan.
他们难道真的连这些都不知道吗？
Would they not know in the times of the judges?
弟兄姊妹，那问题在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
就他们把神的作为当作历史。
They treat the work of God as history.
你看今天我们谈起这些东西的时候，我们是不是也把它当作历史？
So when we share about it today, do you feel that it's history?
虽然我们知道历史不会重复。
We know that history does not repeat itself.
但是我们真能相信神会把红海给它分开吗？
But did you really believe that God split the Red Sea?
我们真的相信这个摩西击打磐石水就出来了吗？
Did you truly believe that when Moses struck the rock, water came out?
我们真的相信在约书亚的日子神能使地球把它停着一天呢？
Did you truly believe that God stopped time when Joshua made that prayer?
还是我们只把它当作是历史的故事呢？
Do you treat them as just history or stories?
你知道今天为什么在基督教里面会出现所谓的新派神学呢？
Why would there be new theologies today?
他们根本不知道神的作为。
Because they did not know God's work.
你知道吧？他们要用人的头脑来解释圣经。
They want to explain away the stories in scripture.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
It's very frightening.
说你在新派神学里面呢，你会找到许许多多他们以为用人的头脑做合理的解释来解释神的作为。
So in the new theologies, they would use a lot of human reasoning to explain away the miracles.
这个叫做根本不认识神的作为。
They did not know God's work.
他们把它当作是历史，当作是一个故事来讲。
They treat it as history, they treat it as stories.
所以圣经把这些 记载下来。
So when the scripture is documented,
是为了激发我们的信心的，对不对？
Is to strengthen our faith.
我们在今天虽然神不会再把红海给它分开，但是我们相信神能做的。
Although God would probably not split the Red Sea again today, you believe that He did it in the past.
弟兄姊妹们，我说这个，我里面的感触是很深的。
Let me share this, that the feeling inside is very
因为在这个世代的里面
real, because in this time
我们很多弟兄姊妹都受这个影响，你知道吗？
We are all influenced by this doctrine.
非常的可怕。
It's very frightening.
所以这是以色列第二代人出现的一个重大的一个危机。
So this is a crisis for the next generation.
难怪在我们的生活中啊，很多时候我们都不太相信神能做这些事情。
It's no surprise that many times in our lives we don't trust that God would work.
你看我们神的能力这么大。
God is so powerful.
结果呢，他的能力达不到我们的身上。
But his power has no way to work through us, cannot work its way through the church.
这是一个何等可悲的一种光景。
It's a tragedy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
无论青年弟兄姊妹，
For the young people,
无论我们多年蒙恩的或者刚刚蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹，
Or brothers and sisters that are just saved or saved for many years,
我们都需要认识我们的神。
We must know our God.
是从我们个人的经历里面认识的。
From our personal experience.
在我们的生命中，应该常常看见神很多神的作为。
That in our daily living, we should see His work everywhere.
不一定是那么大的作为，但是小的作为总是要有的。
It may not be a massive work, but even a little work should be.
否则的话呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们会使整个的时代变得越来越荒凉。
If not, then the conditions would sink lower and lower.
所以在四世纪的里面，
So in the book of Judges,
他提醒我们以色列百姓失败的原因在哪里。
The Lord shows us the reason for Israel's failure.
今天我想我们需要明白神的话语。
Today we need to understand the word of God.
不要落在那样同样的错误的当中。
Let us not sink into the same mistake.
结果他们失败的结果是什么呢？
So what's the result of their failure?
当然受仇敌的欺压。
They were harassed by the enemy.
啊，那么本来神的儿女们呢，何等的尊贵啊。
You know, originally the children of God should have a privileged
position. 我们应该在仇敌之上的。
We should be many levels above the enemy.
仇敌已经被主耶稣踩在脚底下。
Because the enemy has been trampled upon by the Lord.
教会与基督一同坐在天上。
The church is seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
但是呢，我们看见以色列百姓的光景呢，他们呢不仅没有那种荣耀的光景，反而是被仇敌踩在脚下。
But surprisingly, we see the children of Israel not in that elevated place, but they are trampled upon by the enemy.
今天很多地上的教会也是这样。
And like the rest of the churches today,
好像被仇敌踩在脚底下。
They are trampled upon likewise by the enemy.
充满了各式各样痛苦的事情。
So they are in agony.
很多的挣扎。
A lot of fights and struggles.
很多的困苦，很多的叹息。
A lot of groaning and struggles.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿女正常的光景吗？
Is that the normal condition?
不对，对不对？
No.
啊，然后还有一个很重要的一个点。
And there's something also very important.
当以色列百姓这样失败的时候，
When they fail in such a way,
他们就落在极大的饥荒的里面。
They are in famine.
请我们记得。
Let us remember,
在四世纪的时代，
in the book of Judges,
这个饥荒是那个时代的一个标志。
Famine is a signature condition of their time.
所以路德记第一章第一节就讲到了。
That's why the book of Ruth began.
当士师秉政的时候，
in the days where the judges ruled,
国中遭遇饥荒，
there was a great famine.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？
What does that mean?
很多神的儿女们
A lot of children
of God. 不知道直接到主这里来领受供应。
They do not come before the Lord directly to receive supply. They ran to the judges for sustenance.
所以你看教会历史，看今天地上的教会也是这样。
If you look at church history and even the church today,
如果有的教会里面呢，好像出现了几个士师，那么弟兄姊妹还勉强吃几口，对吧？
If there are some judges in the church, then the God's children get something to eat.
有的聚会里面呢，没有这种士师，他们就常年饥荒。
And there are churches with no judges, so they are in famine all the time.
我这些年啊，因为主的恩典有时候在各处走动。
And by God's grace, I visit different churches.
我好几次到一些聚会里面碰见弟兄姊妹啊。
And sometimes I meet brothers and sisters in other assemblies.
他们一见到我们就说，孙弟兄啊，我们都饿死了。
When they see me, they say, "Oh, brother Simon, we are so famished."
Starving.
So we're starving to death.
我说怎么会呢？那主在这里不是粮食吗？你怎么会饿死了呢？
I told them, why would such thing happen?
没有东西吃。
Because the Lord is the bread of life. And they said, we have no food.
所以你知道吗？士师秉政啊，我就常讲，这不是神的心意啊。
So I know that the days when the judges ruled, it wasn't God's will.
这些士师们呢，他们的确是爱神的一般人。
Yes, the judges love the Lord. And yes, God was with them. But they can't solve all the problems. Especially in the New Testament.
主已经住在我们里面,
the Lord abides with us.
圣灵也住在我们的里面,
the Holy Spirit is in us.
你是随时可以到主跟前得饱足的,
you can be fed at any time.
但是我们仍住在追逐外面的东西,
but we still chase for outward things.
所以请弟兄姊妹记得,
so let brothers and sisters remember.
士师记是依靠恩赐和能力。
In the days of the judges, they focus on power and gifts.
路德记是讲到生命和道路。
But the book of Ruth speaks of life and the way.
对于基督徒来讲,
for Christians,
生命和道路是更重要的。
The life and the way is more important.
当然，今天我们不要否认士师们的功劳啊。
I am not denying the accomplishments of the judges.
圣经记载士师记他们也很辛苦，打仗打得很辛苦。
And the scripture tells us the judges work very hard and they won many battles for God's people.
的确也局部地保护了一些的百姓。
And yes, they did protect the children of God.
但是不够的。
But that's not enough.
因为对神来讲这是不够的。
Because in God's heart, that is not enough.
所以呢，士师记最大的一个荒凉的标志就是饥荒。
So the signature time in the book of Judges is famine.
对今天地上的教会,
for the churches on earth today,
最大的难处也在饥荒。
The same famine haunts us.
各道各处神的儿女们都觉得没有吃饱。
Children of God everywhere are starving.
没有粮食可吃。
There's no food to eat.
你看这是一个什么现象？
So we are in such a condition.
等我们晚上开始进入路德记时，我们再详细的来说这个。
So tonight, we would further fellowship on this.
所以士师秉政的结果弄得 全国都是饥荒。
So in the days of when the judges ruled, there are famine everywhere.
并且呢，以色列的百姓呢，生活失去目标。
And the children of Israel are purposeless in their living.
没有明确的引导。
They have no guidance.
生活毫无意义。
Their lives were meaningless.
满了困惑。
They were in distress.
满了迷失。
They were lost.
哇，今天看见在 地上神的羊群中，到处都是人在困惑。
And the same condition is in the flock of God today.
到处都是失迷的羊。
Lost sheep everywhere.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
士师记给我们一个非常大的一个提醒。
So the book of Judges gave us this great reminder.
所以到最终点的时候是什么呢？
So what is the final conclusion?
一句话总结整个士师记。
What is the final word in the book of Judges? In those days, they had no king, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，在新约时代中,
in the New Testament,
我们基督徒是没有王的吗?
Do we have king in our lives?
你知道我们的王在哪里吗?
Do you know where is your king?
罗马书第五章十七节很清楚告诉我们,
in the book of Romans, Chapter 5, verse 17, it very clearly tells us, verse 17-21, Christ rules in our lives.
啊, 我们一蒙恩得救之后啊,
After we are saved,
主已经把他的宝座设立在我们的生命中了。
The Lord has already set up His throne in
our lives. 我们基督徒是有王的。
We have a king.
你不能有王，你过得个像没有王一样，那不行的。
You cannot live as though you had no king.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
当初以色列百姓中间是没有王的。
In the days of the judges, they had no king.
就他们失去了一种的管理。
Because they had no No one to watch over them.
个人什么叫做个人任意而行呢
？They did what is right in their own eyes.
你想怎么走就怎么走。
They did whatever they wanted.
看起来也很自由，对不对啊
？It looks very free, isn't it?
现在不是年轻人，现在整个时代都讲究自由。
We like to talk about freedom these days.
你谁也不要干扰谁，对不对
？You shouldn't mess with other people's
freedom. 我高兴怎么走就怎么走。
I will do as I please.
哦，青年弟兄姊妹更多在教会的时候，我愿意怎样做就怎样做。
Especially the young people, I will do what I want.
哦，我在各处碰见的年轻人都是这样。
And people, young people everywhere.
在远东，很多年轻人这个起来说，这个年长人都不知道怎么办。
So when the young people behave that way, the elders are completely lost.
所以他们要按照这个年轻人的想法去做。
So they have to follow the way of the young people.
啊，我们中间有时候年轻人有时候也会跑来挑战。
So some of the young people in our midst will come to challenge us.
啊，我说我是接受挑战，没问题。
I like to be challenged from time to time.
我说你要跟我谈教会的问题啊。
If you want to talk about church problems,
很简单。
It's very simple.
一个条件。
First prerequisite.
你先把圣经读二十遍。
Read the scripture cover to cover 20 times.
我说你圣经都没有好好读，你跟我谈什么教会呢？对不对
？If you don't know God's word well, how can you challenge me about things of the church?
我说我跟你谈教会没有味道。
Then it's not a fair fight.
你先把圣经读二十遍。
So read scripture 20 times.
其实你真正读了二十遍，也不一定就完全明白。
But, you know, even after you read it 20 times, you may not understand.
但是你至少你读过圣经啊。
But at least you have read it.
今天我们离开神的话，我们来谈教会，这个太可笑了。
You cannot talk about church problems apart from scripture.
所以很多时候我的一句话就把他们打回去了。
So I kind of throw them off with one sentence.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们太轻看神的事情了。
We really esteem God's things.
我们以为有一点点传统的观念，一点这个情况，我们就可以来治理教会。
We felt that.
这很可笑。
Oh, you know, with some tradition and some knowledge, we can handle God's house.
这个叫做没有王。
Then you have no king.
个人就任意而行。
You do as you please.
就按照自己的意思来行。
You stand in your own place.
这是多么可怕的一件事。
And that's a frightening place.
所以因为这个缘故。
Because of this,
把整个时代带到一个极大的黑暗的光景中。
The whole times were dragged to such a dark condition.
四世纪就变成一个大荒凉的一个时代。
Famine is the signature sign.
今天弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不能让基督在我们生命中做王
，If you do not let Christ rule as king,
照样我们会进入一个大荒凉的时代。
Likewise, you will be in that famine.
什么叫做让基督在你心里面作王呢
？What does it mean to have Christ reign in your life?
简单的来说
，Simply speaking，
就是你要顺从生命的感觉。
You have to follow the flow of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在我们天日常的生活里，你有顺着生命的感觉行事吗
？In your daily living, do you follow that flow of life?
这个生命是很真的。
That life is real.
一蒙恩得救，这个生命就进来了。
When you're born again, that life is there.
我从16岁蒙恩得救。
When I was saved at 16.
这个生命一进来。
This life comes in.
哇，我里面立刻就感觉到不一样了。
I felt completely different.
很多事情做的时候呢，它里面会讲话的。
When I do things, the life would speak.
它会有感觉的。
It has feeling.
现在我看见呢，好像很多神的儿女们呢。属灵生活没有感觉。
I felt that a lot of children of God have no feelings.
讲错话，做错事也没有感觉。
They say bad things and do bad things and they have absolutely no feelings. That's very frightening.
所以你不让你里面的王在你里面管理你。
Because you did not let Christ rule as king.
啊，我们晓得这个王是有权柄的。
You know, king has authority.
大家都要需要服的。
Everyone needs to submit to his
authority. 所以呢，我们今天需要怎样顺服生命的感觉
？So we need to follow that flow of life.
服从生命的权柄。
We need to submit to the authority.
所以呢， 不能只追求外面的恩赐能力的。
So don't chase after outward gifts and power.
我不说这些是坏的，神有需要的时候也会加给你的。
I'm not saying those are bad things. God has needs and He'll meet those needs.
但是这个不是我们追求的目标。
And that, but that powers and gifts are not our goal.
今天在这么样一个荒凉黑暗的时代里面。
In such a famished time.
我们只有顺着生命的感觉走。
If you follow that flow of life.
这是最保险的。
It's the most secure way.
这个人够能够带领你走在正路上面。
That would lead you on the right way.
让基督在我们的心里做王啊。
Let Christ reign in your hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能过一个没有王的生活。
You cannot live a kingless life.
无论我们多年蒙恩，无论出蒙恩得救的，每一个人都要服这个王的。
Whether you're just saved or have been saved for many years, you need to let the same king rule in your life.
哎，你不能觉得我现在蒙恩年日久了，我变王了，那更糟糕。
Can't say, oh, I've been saved for many years. Let me rule a bit. That's wrong.
啊，我说了算数，那这更糟糕。
I'll do things my way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们心中是有王的。
You have a king in your heart.
只有他做王。
As long as he is king.
你才能真正过着安息的生活。
Then you can live out days of rest. 你才能过着
真正平安的生活。
Then you can live out days of peace.
今天呢，不要容许外面的这些世界的东西来管理我们。
Do not let the outward things manage you.
也不能让基督教的传统东西管理我们。
Do not let the traditions of Christianity manage you.
也不是什么人的说法管理我们。
It's not what people say that manage you.
我们确确实实的要在生命中让基督做王。
Let Christ rule in your life.
这实在是太重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
所以以色列人因为没有王个人任意而行，所以他们的生活就变得非常的困苦。
Because in those days Israel had no king and everyone did what was good in his eyes, they suffered much.
逼得神没有办法了。
And God was kind of pushed to the corner.
所以神只能用仇敌来训练他们。
God had no other way but use the adversaries to train them.
这就是为什么在我们生活中这么多难处。
And that is why you have so many problems in your life.
你知道吗？为什么这么多难处？
Why do you have so many problems in your
life? 我们不喜欢难处。
We don't like problems.
神也不喜欢难处。
God doesn't like problems either.
但是没有办法。
But he had no choice. He needs to raise them up to train us.
所以今天主也在训练我们。
So today the Lord is training us.
所以如果我们从主的话语里面得到了光照。
So if you receive light from the word of God,
避开许多不必要的麻烦。
You can avoid a lot of problems.
求主让我们有这个智慧。
May the Lord grant us that wisdom.
仰望主的怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这整个时代被以色列百姓弄得这么的荒凉。
Although those conditions were so dark because of the failures of the children of Israel,
停止过他的作为。
But God never stopped His work.
并且神用奇妙的作为带领神的百姓。
God worked in marvelous ways back then.
而这个奇妙的作为呢，就显在路德记的里面。
And that marvelous work was expressed in the book of Ruth.
那么路德记我们讲过，这是历史上一个小故事。
And we mentioned that Ruth is just a small story.
我们的神非常伟大。
Our God is a great God.
但是很特别的，他很喜欢行小事。
But it's very interesting that he likes to do small work.
所以你看所罗巴伯的日子，拿起线砣。神说谁敢藐视所罗巴伯小事的日子呢？
So in the days of Zerubbabel, God said, do you despise the day of small things? Who dares despise the day of small things?
马太福音25章也这样说。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25,
你在不多的事上忠心。
Be faithful in the small things.
弟兄姊妹，神在地上没有 要求我们做大事。
God never asked of us big things.
感谢主，我们也做不了大事。
And thank God we cannot do big things.
所以只能做小事。
And we can only do little
things. 但不要轻看小事。
But do not despise those small things. God never despises them.
神从那个小事里面显明他的荣耀。
God manifests His glory in the small things.
所以在荒凉的时代中，这是重要的启示。
So in the famine, this is a revelation for us.
并且我们从路德记里面看见一些神工作的一些重要的法则啊。
And we see the principles by which God works.
那么神喜欢用平凡的事物。
God likes to use common things.
我们人都喜欢不平凡的。
And we all like to be uncommon.
神呢就喜欢用那个平凡人。
But God likes to use common people.
弟兄姊妹，你是平凡人吗？
Are you a common person?
还是你觉得自己很不凡呢？
Or do you think that you're very special?
对，我们看见有很多人的自命不凡，觉得自己了不起。你这个自命不凡，神就说，请你站在旁边去，不要用你。
If you think you're someone special, you would probably be laid aside by the Lord.
你觉得你很平凡。
If you feel that you're very common,
哎，神说可以用。
God said He would use you.
弟兄姊妹，我越来越感觉到做个平凡人好啊。
I felt that it's a wonderful thing to be a common person.
蒙恩年日越久，我也喜欢平凡。
The longer I've been saved, I felt more privileged
to be common. 人家把你捧啊捧，想把你弄成特别，你千万不要做特别的人。
And there are people who would make you into something special. Don't do that.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
连我们的主到地上来，他都很平凡，对不对？
Even when the Lord Jesus himself was very common when he was on the earth.
他是拿撒勒人，这个木匠，你看这个多平凡。
He was a carpenter, a Nazarene.
为什么主平凡，我们要变得不平凡呢？
So he was common, why would you desire otherwise?
弟兄姊妹们，这里你要知道一个法则。
So you have to understand that principle.
因为神是全能的神。
Because God is the Almighty God.
所以他可以用无用的人。
He can use useless things.
这个多年来这句话在我里面是非常大的恩典和鼓舞。
And to me, that is a grace.
我们越觉得自己无用，神就越能用。
I rejoice because the more useless you feel, God can use you more because He's the all-powerful God. He can use useless people.
如果你觉得无用，那么神就要开始用你了。
If you felt useless, then God is starting to use you.
如果你觉得自己很有用，
if you felt very useful,
那么神就只好等一等了。
Then God can only wait.
神等摩西等了40年呢。
God wait 40 years for Moses.
所以神有的是耐心，你放心。
Don't worry, He's very patient.
你觉得你不平凡，主就等等啊。
If you think you're special, then God will wait.
感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
这说明任何人神都可以用。
That proves that God can use anyone.
所以今天呢，我就再说，我们眼睛不要盯在士师记那些士师们注重的恩赐，注重能力。
So don't focus your eyes on the judges, the power and the gifts.
我们觉得只有他们才能用。
We felt that only those judges are useful.
我们无用。
And we are useless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是路德记要给我们重大的一个启示。
This is a revelation from the book of
Ruth. 因为神在路德记里面用的都是最平凡的人。
Because God only used common people in the book of Ruth.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
还有呢，我们看见啊，虽然路德记的故事很小。
Although the story of Ruth is very, very short.
说明神工作中间呢，他有无限的忍耐。
It shows us that God has unlimited patience in His work.
因为整个路德记行走在神的旨意当中。
Because the whole story of Ruth is in line with God's will.
因为神有计划。
Because God has a plan.
所以神不是人。
God is not a man.
神做事从来不慌张的。
God is not nervous in His work.
只有我们做事慌慌张张的。
Sometimes we're nervous when we do
things. 神非常的安息。
God is very
at peace. 神也非常的有耐心。
God is very patient.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
我想为了时间缘故，我要快快的讲了。
Because of time, I need to.
那么还有一个重要的点。
And there's another point.
就神在他的工作中只求取永远的果效。
God in His work is only interested in eternal results.
神从来不像我们很现实啊。
God is not as
我们都是叫眼前的果效，对不对？
We want immediate results.
在路德记给我们看见，他要永远的果效。
But God is looking for something eternal.
所以彼得告诉我们呢。
So Peter tells us.
你做基督徒最好不要近视眼。Nearsighted.
Oh, do not be nearsighted.
我们呢，这是近视眼，只看眼前的。
But we are nearsighted because we see only what is before us.
你看传福音这么多人信主，讲道那么多人，哇，里面是很兴奋。弟兄姊妹，那个暂时的东西。
Oh, you know, so and so is very gifted in preaching the gospel. He let him do a lot of things, but those are temporal things.
你看教会历史上多少大的工作，多少大的作为都过去了。
You see how all these great works and great revivals in church history they passed away. It disappeared in history.
啊，因为我们的神。他注重永远的果效。
Because our God is looking for eternal results.
还有一个重要的点。
And the next principle.
虽然路德记是个小小的故事。
Although the book of Ruth is just a small story.
但是神的工作非常的细致。
But God's work is very detailed.
哇，这个路德记啊，大部分读人都觉得很美丽啊。
And you feel that the story of Ruth is very beautiful.
像一个艺术的一个精品一样。
It's like a masterpiece.
真是一点一点的在那里，把它雕塑出来的。
God is doing work here and there, everywhere.
我想我们进入路德记时候再来说。
And we will continue with that concept.
这里告诉我们神非常注重那个根本。
God is very mindful about the basics.
基督徒有很多基本的经历是神所注重的。
There are lots of basic Christian experience that you must have.
你根本不对的话，那个不可能出现好的果效。
If your basics are off, you cannot have good results.
所以这里告诉我们，神不要那个次好的东西，神要上好的东西。
So God does not want the second best; He wants the very best.
老实讲，今天我们很多时候追逐的都是次好的东西。
We always chase after the second best.
只有生命是上好的。
Only life is the best.
请你们注意听啊，恩赐是次好的东西。
Please hear me. Gifts are second best.
因为生命是基督啊。
Because life is Christ.
恩赐是与基督有关的东西啊。
Gifts are something to do with Him.
所以我们追求主自己跟追求与主有关的东西有天大的差别的。
So there's a vast difference between chasing after Christ and versus chasing after the things of Christ.
神不是说把那些东西不给我们。
It's not as though God is withholding something from us.
但是他怕我们把注意力从主身上转到那些东西上去。
But He's afraid that we would shift our attention from Christ to those things.
最后一个点。
Lastly.
就神的工作永远不离开他旨意的那条线。
God's work would never deviate from His will.
不管时代怎么改变,
no matter how dark the times are.
现在我们都知道呢，神永远的旨意就是基督和他的教会, 对吧?
We know that the eternal purpose of God is Christ and His church.
神的工作从来不离开这条线。
God's work is never apart from this
那么在旧约时代中啊,
In the Old Testament,
主耶稣基督还没有降生,
Christ was not yet
born.
So God's will has not been fully manifested.
旧约中有一条神旨意的线。
In the Old Testament, there is a line.
这条线就是从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
From Abraham all the way to David.
亚伯拉罕代表家的原则。
Abraham was
represented the principle of house.
Abraham represented the house of God.
Family. 大卫呢，是代表国的原则。
David represents the concept of the kingdom.
所以在旧约圣经里面，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，这是一条直线。
So from Abraham to David, there is a line there.
凡走在这条线上的都是蒙福的。
Whoever walks in that line were blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
早晨我们在这里先把事实，先把这个路德记的背景，士师记稍微的简略的看过。
So this morning we delivered a summary of the background of the times of the judges.
我们看见在这里神给我们有很多的警惕。
We see how God warns us here and there.
那么神也在这里提醒我们。
And God is reminding us.
今天我们在地上的生活。
When we live on earth today.
到底我们该注意什么东西？
What we should pay attention to.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在那个荒凉的时代当中。
In those dark days.
出现了小小的一个路德记的故事。
There's this small story of Ruth.
而神整个的注意都集中在路德记。
And God is completely focused on that story.
所以这个对今天我们活在地上的圣徒来讲是重要的一个启示。
So this is an important revelation for us today.
主若许可，晚上我们继续的来交通。
If the Lord wills, we would continue our fellowship tonight.
请我们低头再点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanks.
你因你自己的救恩把我们救赎回来。
You saved us with your salvation.
你把我们放在你荣耀的旨意里面。
You placed us in your glorious will.
虽然今天地上的光景非常的混乱。
Although the times are very dark.
也充满了黑暗。
And it's filled with confusion.
充满了饥荒。
Filled with famine.
但是我们知道你是做工的主。
But we know that you're a God who works.
你从来没有停止过你自己的作为。
You never stopped working.
一个世代一个世代的过来。
Times and times have passed.
你总是得着一般人在地上跟随你。
You still have a people who would walk with you.
有的在非常可怕的环境当中。
And some of them are in very frightening situations.
但是他们仍旧能够蒙恩在你的跟前。
But they still receive grace before you.
主啊，这一次我们仰望你，把我们放在你的面光当中。
Lord, we look to you to shine the light of your countenance upon us.
让我们处在这个末后的时代。
That in such a time,
当地上的光景越来越黑暗的时候，
when times are getting darker still,
让我们知道在这个时候如何走在你心意的路上，
that we would know how to walk in your will,
如何活在你的跟前，
how to live before you.
主，让我们如何能逃脱这个可怕的世代，
Lord, teach us how to escape from these dark times,
能够不受环境的影响，
that we would not be influenced by the circumstances,
并且在我们这些软弱的人身上，
In such weak people as us,
能够彰显你自己荣耀的旨意。
You can manifest your wonderful will.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
听我们的祷告。
Hear us.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.